approached Jerusalem and had come to Bethpage. At the Mount of Olives, Jesus then sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied there, and a colt with it. Untie them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord needs them, and he will send them on immediately. Now this took place so that what was spoken through the prophet would be fulfilled. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you humble and mounted on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did just as Jesus had instructed them, and brought the donkey and the colt and laid their cloaks on them. And he sat on the cloaks. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others were cutting branches from the trees and spreading them on the road. Now the crowd's going ahead of him, and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. When he entered Jerusalem, all the city was stirred, saying, who is this? And the crowd was saying, this is Jesus the prophet from Nazareth in
Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all those who were selling and buying on the temple grounds. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he said to them, it is written, my house will be called a house of prayer. But you are making it a den of robbers. And those who were blind and those who limped came to him in the temple area, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he had done, children are saying. And Jesus said to them, yes, have you never read from the mouths of infants and nursing babies? You have prepared praise for yourself. And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany and spent the night there. Now in the early morning, when he was returning to the city, he became hungry. And seeing a lone fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it except leaves alone.
disciples were amazed and asked, how did the fig tree wither all at once? And Jesus answered and said to them, truly I say to you, will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, believe and you will receive it all.
Of the people came to him while he was teaching and said, by what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority? But Jesus responded and said to them, do these things. The baptism of John was from what source? From heaven or from men? And they began considering the implications among themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he will say to us, then why did you not believe him? But if we say from men, we fear the people, for they all regard John as a prophet. And answering Jesus, they said, we do not know. He also said to them, neither am I telling you by what authority I do these things. But what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go work today in the vineyard. But he replied, I do not. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said the first. Jesus said to them, truly I say to you, that the tax collectors and prostitutes will get in the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and prostitutes did believe him. And you, seeing this, did not even have second thoughts. afterwards so as to believe him.
Listen to another parable. It was a landowner who planted a vineyard and put a fence around it. He dug a wine press in it and built a tower. And he leased it to vine growers and went on a journey. And when the harvest time approached, he sent his slaves to the vine growers to receive his fruit. And the vine growers took his slaves and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again he sent other slaves more than the first, and they did the same things to them. But afterward he sent his son to them, saying they will respect my son. But when the vine growers saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir, come let's kill him and take possession of his inheritance. Said to him, he will bring those wretches to a wretched end and lease the vineyard to other vine growers who will pay him the fruit in the proper seasons. Jesus said to them, did you never read in the scriptures? A stone which the builders rejected, this has become the chief cornerstone. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruit. And the one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and on whomever it falls, it will crush him.